وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Just a quick reminder for all of us. Today is the day Sayyidul Ayyam, the king of the days, Jumu'ah. It is the day خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَطْلَعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ, the best day in which the sun rises. It is the day of Eid, which is more greater than the other two Eids also. How much we prepare for the other two Eids, for this Eid, we don't really do any preparation. And one of the special ibadahs of this day of Jumu'ah is salawat ala nabi. We should try and read every day 100 times durood minimum. And on Friday, we should try and increase it to 300, 500, 1,000, much more than that, how much we can, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. We should try and read the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf every morning, the last 10 ayats every night. It will be great, great protection from the fitness of Dajjal. And on Fridays, try and read the whole surah. And if you can read the whole surah every day, Nurun ala Nur. And by the Quran Sharif, Allah guides people by the Quran Sharif. We will see automatically by the great power, barakat of Quran Sharif, how our thinking will come correct. We have got very warped thinking. By barakat of this, our thinking will become correct. And after Jumu'ah, to read 100 times, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. 100,000 of our gunas are forgiven. And 24,000 of our parents' gunas are forgiven. So we should try and read it. It just takes about a minute and a half. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. We can sit here and read it, or while we are going home, going back to work, we can read it, but try and read it after Jumu'ah. Make it a regular practice, inshallah. We are today the 5th of Rajab, and in this sequence now, this is the first month which is known as Ashhur-e-Hurum. With regard to what Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنَّ اللَّهِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا. The number of months which Allah Ta'ala has decreed are 12 months. Fi kitabillah. This is in Lawhi Mahfuz, recorded there, there's a system of Allah Ta'ala. Fi kitabillah. Inna iddatu shuhuri inna Allahi ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. And this was all done yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard. When Allah had created the heavens and the earth, already at that time Allah had ordained this absolute system of His. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. Of these 12 months, 4 are very sacred months. And of the sacred month, this is the one month, Rajab, of which 5 days are gone already. And then another 3 months that come, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. These 4 months are the sacred months. And with regard to that, we used to speak a little bit. Minha arba'atun hurum, minha arba'atun hudhalika deenul qayyim. That is the absolute strong, powerful deen of Allah, an absolute system which Allah Ta'ala has made. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. And so in those months particularly, do not commit any guna whatsoever. Whole life, every moment we should not commit any guna. Guna sins are our worst enemies. But during these months, the gunas are much more worse. So we should avoid all types of gunas. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala refers to one particular guna that the pagan Arabs used to change the month, give different names to different months, make some months longer, some months shorter, some years they should make it 14 months, another year they should make it 10 months. All this totally against the system of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, don't do that. And Mufassirin explained another subtle connection here is, a few ayats before this, Allah Ta'ala said, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم. The Jews and Christians, they took their rabbis and they took their ulama, the pious people and the learned people, as gods beside Allah Ta'ala. And that was also for the reason that those people, their rabbis, And we all know they changed the books of Allah. They changed the ayah. They used to take money from people and accordingly give them masalas which suit them. So they did that. So Allah warns us against that. This ummah don't fall in the same thing. Unfortunately today, all of us, when we speak about the Jews and Christians, we say they sold their religion. They changed their religion. And the same thing, when the ulama of this ummah do it, we say we must respect the ulama. They are also changing the book of Allah, the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So there is no respect for, the respect is for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. If any alim, and those Ruhban and Ahbar were not ordinary ulama, ulama of great standing and great knowledge, but they changed it, Allah Ta'ala warned against that. The same applies for us in this ummah. The clear-cut injunction, interest is haram. There is no way you can legalize it by giving it flowery Islamic names, Islamic banking and all that. Photography is haram. Clear cut it is haram. There is no second view about it. So these things which are clear, they are clear. And anyone who follows any ulama who are making this permissible, it is exactly the same as ittakhadhu ahbarahum wa ruhbanahum arbabam min dunillah. So Allah warns against that. Anyway, so this is the first month of the sacred months which we are coming into now as we go. And this also heralds in the great season now. Now it's a Rajab, then Shaban comes, and Shaban has got Nisfu Shaban, the night which is so valuable, and the fast of the 15th of Shaban, and then it has got that is Laylatul Bara'a, so great a night. The most fast Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept besides Ramzan whole month Roza. The most fast he kept was in the month of Shaban. Then comes the month of Ramadan, the glory and peace and pinnacle of this great, great season. Then comes a little breather, the month of Shawwal. And then Zulqa'dah, Zulhijj Muharram, his great auspicious month. And then Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj, the month of Qurbani, the month of so much of goodness. Now we are in that. And then the month of Muharram, which has got Ashura in it again. So all this is a very, very honorable period. We should not be unmindful of it. We should take cognizance, take heed of it, and prepare ourselves accordingly. So this month of Rajab, it is from the word Tarjeeb, and that means to honor. So anyone who will honor this month, we should honor this month. And the honoring of this month is the extra ibadah. One particular ibadah that is referred to for the month of Rajab is Tawbah and Istighfar. Very important. So we should resort to a lot of Tawbah and Istighfar. Another great ibadah of this month is fasting in this month. Another great particular reference to this month is the Mi'raj of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, which the famous date is the 27th of Rajab. About 1 year before Hijrah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made Mi'raj. And Mi'raj itself is a great, great thing to boost our Iman. One of the greatest Imani boosters is Mi'raj. That in that little while, that Allah Ta'ala's great Qudrat, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made such a great journey. And on the other hand, other ulama state that the journey took its normal time from Makkah Sharif to Baitul Muqaddas, very fast on Buraq, of course, from there to the seven heavens, passing all the seven heavens, from there to Sidratul Muntaha. It was a very long journey, and it took the time it needed. But this time, Allah Ta'ala put the whole system of the world on hold. Everything was just brought to a standstill until this whole journey is completed. So this all boosts our Iman, and it should, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the Kuffar of Makkah, they thought they had a very good occasion, that Abu Bakr was a very respectable person, honorable person, wealthy person in the Quraysh, and he was following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we get him to turn away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as still today, there are people who try that they make people to disincline from the Haq and the truth. They say if we can get this person away from following the truth, then our doors of batil will be even open more. So they thought they had a good opportunity. So they went to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They said if a person says that in a little while, one night, so much time that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came back, his bed was still warm. It didn't get cold also. That he made this long journey. Can you accept that? He says, no. How can you accept such a thing? It's impossible. He says, but your friend is saying that. Say, if he's saying it, then it's 100% true. And from there he got the title of Siddiq. And we can also get that title if our amal, our yaqeen comes to that level. That we also 100% in the qudrat of Allah. Today we are influenced by scientists. We are influenced by governments. We are influenced by the media. If we can be influenced to that extent by Quran and Hadith, that whatever Allah has said is 100% true, then our iman will also, we can, somewhere along that lines, we can also come. So anyway, who will honor this month, he will get great honor from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then this month is also known as Asr, and that is the fastest flow. That is, the flow of the mercy of Allah ta'ala is increased heavily in this month. Allah's mercy, lillahi nafahat. Allah has got certain moments where the mercy of Allah just flows. And the doors of hidayat are just opened at that time. Lillahi nafahat. So when those occasions come, open your heart and accept them. This month of Rajab is such a month that the mercy of Allah ta'ala is just flowing very fast. Let us not be unmindful. And just heedlessly we pass this month. It's a great, great month that has come to us. Let us take the full benefit from this. And in it, especially, Tawbah of a person is particularly very much loved in this month. We should make Tawbah istighfar. And all of us are guilty of major sins. In fact, our namaz we have to make Tawbah. In fact, our Tawbah itself we have to make Tawbah. What kind of Tawbah also we make? We make Tawbah one side, the other side we commit the same sin again. Our Tawbah needs Tawbah also. So make a lot of Tawbah. And then, the light of acceptance descends in this month for the Abideen. Those people who engage themselves in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, a special noor of acceptance descends during this month. This is a very special month. Let it not go just like that. Let us take the full advantage of it. Also, this name month is known as Al-Asr, the death. That is, during this 4 months, warfare was prohibited. And people used to travel freely during this month. They knew that nobody will interfere with us. There is no warfare. And during the warfare, they used to beat their drums, which used to make a big noise. And they should cry the war cry. So this month was a death month. You don't hear the beating of the drums. You don't hear those war cries. Peaceful it was. So this is death month also. And then, Rajab is the name of a heavenly stream, a stream in Jannah, which is more whiter than milk, and more sweeter than honey, and more cooler than snow. And that river is exclusive for those people who fast during this month of Rajab. So we should try and increase our fast. We should try and fast Ayyami Bil, the 3 bright days. The 3 days full of life, the middle 3 days, 13, 14 and 15. We should try and fast Yomul Ifnain and Khamis. So Monday and Fridays we should try and fast. And during this Ashur-e-Hurum, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah has quoted a hadith in Veshti Devar, a person who keeps rozas Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Thursday, Friday and Saturday during this 4 months, he gets the reward of 700 years of ibadah. So much we can acquire. Just keeping those 3 days, which is the Islamic weekend. The English weekend is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Our Islamic weekend, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. A person will keep these three roza, he gets the ibadat of 700 years of ibadat. And we get about 16 weekends like that. For the 4 months, more or less. It may be a bit more. But so we should try and take advantage of that. Try and keep these roza. And as much more we can keep, that stream of Rajab will be for those people who keep their rozas during this month. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us all great tawfiq and make it easy for us. This is all in Mukashafatul Qulub on page 301. Then Imam Abu Bakr Jassas rahmatullah alayh, a great imam on his own, and his great tafsir Ahkamul Quran, which is globally accepted by all ulama, a great imam, and his tafsir of Ahkamul Quran. In there he writes that this, the exclusive characteristic of this month of Rajab, the exclusive characteristic, whatever good you will do in this month, that habit will stay for you for the whole year. And whichever guna you give up in this month, you will be saved from it forever. Many of us, we know we got our weaknesses, laziness. To get up, forget tahajjud, for fajr we find it difficult. Many, our eyes are totally out of control, looking at other women all the time. Many, our tongues are out of control. We just, what in what we speak, our tongues are just not in control. Though Allah Ta'ala put them between 32 teeth. And those teeth are like the police and the army. There are different types of teeth. The front teeth which are sharp, the back teeth which are molars, and the inside, all different functions and different shapes of the teeth. And all that is to protect the tongue. And the tongue is that one part of the body that has got no bone in it, in which is an indication all the words you speak must be soft words, not hard words like with a bone. All the teeth are around the tongue to protect it. Not one tooth is in the tongue. The tongue is very soft, very dead. Sometimes by mistake, if we just bite our tongue, we know how much pain we feel. So the tongue must be protected. So Allah has put all this protection of the regiments of the army, of the different police forces. You get police for riot when they are riot. You get police for controlling crowds. All different groups of the police. All that Allah has put to protect the tongue. So in this month, if we just take that extra precaution, controlling our tongue, controlling our anger, controlling our eyes. Today very common to look down upon people. And to find fault in people. We use our eyes not to see the good in other people. We use our eyes to find fault. Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi said, Allah gave us all two eyes. If Allah wished to, He could give us one eye and it should be sufficient. And nobody should look funny. One eye in the middle. All should have one eye. We should all accept it. But Allah gave us two eyes. One is to look at our own needs. What needs we have got. And the other is to look to the needs of the poor people. But if today we don't, we use both eyes only to look at our needs. So Allah has given us two eyes. Use them to see our needs also and the needs of the poor people also. Use the two eyes to see the good in us, no problem. But use it to see the good in other people. Unfortunately, we use our eyes to see the bad in other people. And then we become bad ourselves also. So this is the month, if we just take that little precaution, our bad habits will leave us for the whole year. Good habits that we want to form, make them during this month, and they will stay with us automatically, without effort from our side, for the rest of the year. And then the correct procedure is, next year again when the month of Rajab comes, now more do good. And more stay away from other evil. And in a matter of 3-5 years, you will become a perfect wali of Allah. If we observe, Allah has given us the opportunities. We say it's very hard. Allah has made it easy. We're not using the opportunities. Then we are finding it hard. So this is the month really that we should appreciate very, very greatly. And then Imam Abu Bakr Jassas rahmatullah alayhi writes that not making the best of this terrible, of this great month is a terrible loss to a person. A person who is a businessman and is a retailer, his time of business is December. And the month of December, even from November and 15th December till the 25th, 24th, those are his, now at that time if he goes for fishing, at that time he doesn't open his shop, he didn't buy goods, he didn't pack his shop, he didn't take extra staff for the extra busyness that is going to be. That person loses out so greatly. Like that, every person, a student who has to write an exam, and 1-2 weeks at least before the exam is a very precious time. And at that time he's sleeping the whole day. He's not learning and he's not preparing. How much he will lose out. The whole year will be lost. He'll fail. So like that, this month, those who don't appreciate it, they suffer a terrible loss. So let us not be amongst those people who lose out in this month. Let us make the best of it during this month. And the reward, and another great thing of this month is the reward of this 4 months, the 4 Ashhuri Hurum, this 1 month, and on that side, the 3 months together, Zulqada, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. Any good deed a person does, Allah Ta'ala multiplies the reward very greatly. Like that, normally also, it is a system of Allah, that any good deed you do, the minimum Allah multiplies it by 10. And then up to 700. And more than that also, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah increases it according to our sincerity, our devotion, our sacrifice. Allah makes it more. But with all that in place, in this month, Allah Ta'ala, good deeds, makes it more than that also. So this is really the period that we cannot be unmindful. There is a time that we can't lose a second of our time. We must make the maximum of it. And another serious part of this is that these months are such, any gunas that we do, normally during the rest of the year, 8 months, we make a guna, for one guna, one sin is written down. But during this month, the sins are also increased. Any gunas that we commit, and the sins are so much increased, like a person in the state of ihram committing guna. And not only in the state of ihram, but right in the haram sharif he's committing guna. He's in ihram also, and in the haram he's committing guna. So we should be very careful with our cell phones, what sites we are going on, the wasting of time, wasting of money, all this, how many gunas we are involved in. During this month, let us, these 4 months, totally abstain from all types of guna. La yani, fuzul, extravagance, wastage, all that. Today we waste so much. How beautifully Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains that Shaitan ya'idukum al-faqr wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. Shaitan promises you will become poor. That is, don't spend money in the path of Allah. Tomorrow, we'll keep it for a rainy day. Don't spend it in the path of Allah. Don't give it to the poor, to the needy, to the one who comes and beg at your door, the one who comes by your car window. Don't give these people. They are bad people. They've just made a profession. Don't spend in the path of Allah. These are drug addicts. These are like that. In الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر وَيَحْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. And then the same money, you don't give a 2 rand to that beggar who comes to your door, but you're going to spend 200,000 rand on a holiday, which is totally against the commandments of Allah. You're going to stay in a resort where all the laws of Allah are flouted. You are good, proper namazi. Now you're on your holiday, 1-2 weeks, you don't see the face of a masjid. You don't see the door of a masjid. No namaz with jama'at. You are making it there in a kuffar place, where zina is the order of the day, where lesbianism and homosexuality nowadays has become the order of the day. There you're making your namaz also, and you're making it alone also. What kind of a namaz? And where are you making that namaz? You sacrifice your masjid namaz. And you didn't give, and this is the system of Allah. You didn't give that 2 rand, Allah will make you waste that money. You will spend 200,000 rand making some unnecessary renovation to the house. Some extension which you don't need. Or, and many other things, you will waste your money. To upgrade your car, you don't need to upgrade it. You could buy somebody a bicycle with that money, you didn't. And then Allah makes you spend on your car. And that car, now it is a power-packed car. And your young son gets hold of it, and there he goes and smash it, and he is gone to the Qabristan also. When we don't, الشيطان يعيدكم الفخ ويأمركم بالفخ والله يعيدكم مغفرة منه. Spend in the path of Allah. One of the greatest gifts, your sins will be forgiven. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. And Allah will give you a lot. The easy translation for us to understand فَضْلًا فَنْسَلًا. That we didn't work for it. Just Allah will just give it to you. So this is that we should try and use this time correctly. And the gunas in this month, they are also multiplied very heavily. So we should be very careful. All the things, whether it's our cell phone, our anger, our eyes, whatever, avoid all types of guna. And then the first of Rajab, which is gone past, it was Sunday night this year, Yom al-Ahad, the night of Laylatul Ithnain. And those that night, duas are readily accepted. Let us get geared up for next year, that we are not unmindful of the duas of the first of Rajab. And we won't know. Usually the confirmation comes later. So the last night of Jamadul Ukhra, also make ibadah, make lot of du'as. And we all have got those du'as that we really need to be answered. That's the time. And the ibadah, the roza also, the first of Rajab, the roza also of the whole month are very, very valuable. And then also we should not forget the du'as. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab, all these great barakat. And particularly Mi'raj. And the sum total of Mi'raj is namaz. And the great honor of namaz, to become namazist. One person told Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi rahmatullahi, his murid, that I've made great, great effort and now I've got ihsan. That is, and to worship Allah as though you are seeing Allah. Or at least the lower level, that you know Allah is watching you. So Hazrat said, very good. But is that only in namaz? It's a requirement for your whole life, every moment, that you are conscious of Allah Ta'ala. You practice it, you start with namaz, but then it must overflow in your whole life, that you are conscious. So much the ulama explained, like in a country like in India, for example, you've got your wife, you've got your 7, 8 children, you are going to be traveling by train. You're on the platform, and when the train comes, and the train is hardly stopped, and the door opens, and the amount of people that are just coming in, and the people want to get in at the same time, rushing, pushing, and they want to get in. You've got your 3-year-old child, who's very, very active. And you've got your little baby, 3-month-old baby also. You are going to your in-laws and you have taken a lot of presents also. In that you have to get in that train. And the train is stopping for 2 minutes. And the people are rushing, just flowing and coming out. And others are pushing and getting their way in. In that you also have to get in. In that you must not be unmindful of Allah. You have to look after your family, you, your baby, all your goods, your wife, everyone. But in that also you mustn't be unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. And the other great dua of this month, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Keep us safe for Ramadan. When the season is there, it's not an automatic dua. Ya Allah, I want to see this. When the preparation is so great, what you are preparing for, how great will that be? Sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana. And also let the month of Ramadan be such that we can make our ibadat easily. We are not occupied, involved. Somebody is in a hospital, some court case, something else, and we are all occupied. And what we get in Ramadan, keep it safe and protected for us. Accept it and safe and protected. for always in the future also till Jannatul Firdaus. So there is a great opportunity. Let us not lose out. Let us not forget our Durood Sharif and our Surah Kahf, first 10 ayat morning, last 10 ayat at night, whole Surah on Friday. And if you can read the whole Surah every day and the dua Subhanallah al-Azimi wa bihamdihi 100 times after Jummah. Allah give us all tawfiq.